This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I'm going to be talking about why did they release these terrorists in New Mexico? Bail, pending trial, sort of thing. It's an interesting story. We're also going to be talking about New California and what has been going on there. Grievance number 30. It looks like we're going to read grievance number 30 to you. So you have all that content to deal with and know what we're laying down legally. In our quest to become the 51st state. Anyway, visit that website, agenda21radio.news. Plus, that website, newcaliforniastate.com. Yes, you'll get all the news and information you need there from newcaliforniastate.com. Donate. We always encourage donations to the cause. We are running on a very, very marginal, thin budget, and we're glad we are. We don't have millions of dollars, but, you know, you never know. We're pushing uphill. Anyway, so a lot of things going on. Like I said, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. We will open the phone lines at the bottom of the hour, so 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-TOP-TALK. That will come back maybe after the next break. In the B block, we might open it up just because I'm getting some flashing things on the screen right now. And I want to thank you. I just want to take a second to thank all my citizen journalists and my listeners. I really do appreciate all of the great things that you've been doing for me lately. And, of course, those of you that have just come out of the woodwork and supported what we're doing with New California is also very, very welcome indeed, and we really, really do appreciate that. So just to take a second to thank all of my listeners. Let's see. I'm supposed to do something today. What am I supposed to do? Interviews. It's kind of interesting. I'm getting all these interview requests because of New California. We're going to start, and you know, our New Californians are going to start coming out and talking. It's going to be great. You're going to see that happen. Okay, so let's get into some of the news and information that we have going on here. New Mexico compound judge has history of issuing low bail. William Longines. William Longines reports from Fox News. Now, I've got a couple of these stacked up right now, these commentaries about this. So, and in each one's slightly different. And we're also going to drill down into why did this judge do what this judge did. And I was really kind of suspicious. People were blaming the federal government. And I was sitting there thinking, I fell into this thing yesterday at lunch with my friends. And I fell into this thing, and I was kind of like going, really? Why is it? You know, I thought, well, maybe the prosecution, and of course, it's not the prosecution. It's the prosecution really did not want this to happen, these people being released, obviously. And it came down to the judge. But I was thinking, well, maybe there's a bigger thing going on. Maybe Sessions wants to release them, and when they get out there, and of course, what I'm saying is that they investigate them. They're out in the community, and they do further investigation by watching their behavior, knowing where they go, you know, spying on them, that sort of thing. Maybe that's going to happen here. I do not know, but it seems more like the judge, actually. It's the judge, and we're going to get to that. Here's William Longines talking about this Fox News. I think this morning. Here we go.
Defendant says Muslim extremists, and one of the men told the other he should come to New Mexico to die as a martyr. Yesterday in court, an FBI agent said the adults taught the children how to use firearms. That one boy, now dead, would come back as Jesus and tell them who to kill, preferably police and teachers. Yet the judge said this does not represent a threat, and she refused to hold the five without bail. And defense argued that this is a case of religious freedom and the Second Amendment.
There's certainly no prohibition against training a 15 or a 13-year-old how to use a firearm, right? There's certainly no prohibition against that, correct?
None to my knowledge.
So the judge in the case is Susan Bacas. She is a Democrat, a former San Francisco public defender, who lawyers have criticized in the past for setting low bail. Here she allowed a $20,000 signature bond. So instead of putting up, say, 10% in cash or collateral, no money up front. So four of the five likely, Julie, will be released today. The father, Siraj Wattaj, has a warrant out of Georgia. He likely will remain in jail. Julie?
It is shocking that this judge somehow considered these suspects not to be a threat to society and they were allowed out on bail. But aside from that, let's talk about the autopsy and the identification.
13-year-old how to use a firearm, right? There's certainly no problem.
I'm going back here because I want you to... I think my audience, I think you guys have already picked up on a salient part of the comment in this this whole thing by William Long. I'm going to play it again so we can hear this. Now, this is back when they're questioning the guy who's in the courtroom, and the judge, of course, is listening and going to make the determination.
Prohibition against that, correct?
None to my knowledge.
So the judge in the case...
Listen carefully now.
This is Susan Bacas. She is a Democrat, a former San Francisco public defender, who lawyered...
A former San Francisco public defender in New Mexico. Just the liberalism, it spreads. This is a case of Californication going on. San Francisco in New Mexico. Get it? Clearly it is. This is a serious, serious case of Californication. Nasty, nasty.
Lawyers have criticized in the past for setting low bail. Here she allowed a $20,000 signature bond. So instead of putting up, say, 10% in cash or collateral, no money up front. So four of the five likely, Julie, will be released today. The father, Suraj Wattaj, has a warrant out of Georgia. He likely will remain.
The suspects were laughing at her and everybody else in court, by the way.
In jail. Julie?
It is shocking that this judge somehow considered these suspects not to be a threat to society and they were allowed out on bail. But aside from that, let's talk about the autopsy and the identification of a little boy who died in their care.
Right. Three-year-old Abdul Wattaj had epilepsy, and after a trip to Saudi Arabia, his father, Suraj, stopped giving him medication and took him to New Mexico, where the FBI says he performed rituals to expel demons from the boy. Witnesses say that is how and where he died. Police believe they found his remains at the compound, but that has not been confirmed by the coroner. Now, they also found a rifle. Five magazines and four loaded pistols. Suraj allegedly told the kids to arm up when police showed up at the compound with a warrant.
Underneath some debris and additional stale clothing, there was a .308-style sniper rifle with a very large scope. There was a .30-30 lever-action rifle and, I believe, a Glock or some brand of handgun that was found there as well.
So after yesterday's hearing, Governor Susan Martinez, who first appointed Box to the bench, said she strongly disagreed with the decision.
Martinez, the Republican governor. And the world turns. The world just turns, doesn't it? We're going to do another reportage here of this story from some other sources. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com. Hit that donate button several times. Agenda is your promo discount code for MyPillow, 800-266-4715. Agenda is the promo code for your discount. Your discount promo code. How's that one? For MyPillow, 800-266-4715. They do make a great pillow, by the way, which I was partaking of hours ago. Anyway, that was the thing. Also, Right to Voice, the new system by which we can communicate socially, Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E. We'll soon be broadcasting on Right to Voice also. Okay, to get the information out to you, doesn't matter how we get there, get it out there, we just get it out there to you. It's interesting, this judge in this, her name is Baucus. Now, Judge Sarah Baucus. I'm just a little, it's interesting, she's got a Twitter, apparently. Heavy breaking news. Judge Sarah Baucus, 5 facts you need to know. Heavy.com, 17 hours ago. There's something about Sarah Baucus. This goes back, she goes back to California in the 90s. That's how far she came out of San Francisco, and then she was appointed by the Republican governor there in 2011, I think. Martinez? See, I'm really going back in the deep reach. The culvert is there for me. Anyway, there's something about her. There's more to her than meets the eye, the Sarah Baucus. But I'll find it. No, I'm serious. This is one of these things that I'm just going to be dogged on this one. I'll find it. Judge Sarah Baucus is receiving widespread backlash. This comes from Heavy Dot. It must be Heavy.com. Okay. Is that right? Yeah, okay. I've never heard of Heavy.com. It says, Judge Sarah Baucus is receiving widespread backlash from handing out what many feel is a weak bail sentence to 5 suspects accused of training children to conduct school shootings and handle weapons. Baucus, a New Mexico state judge, denied the state's request to hold defendants Wahaji 40, Morton 40, LaValle 35, Wahaji, the wife, I think, 37, and Wahaji 35 in jail. Okay, and then they did the William Longinus thing, the $20,000 signature loan. It says, which many citizens claim is too low in allowing suspected terrorists to be released back into the community. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, there's something about this woman that's going to connect the dot for me. I know there is. I see her face, and she looks very familiar. So I just can't remember, but it has something to do with the 90s. So it goes deep. I'm telling you, it goes really deep. Back to the 90s. It's like going back to the future here, if you know what I mean. Anyway, but some other interesting things have come of this. Where am I going? Okay. All right, here we go. So New Mexico compound members are granted bail. Judge receives death threats. This is 5 hours ago from NPR, okay? The Daily Beast has a similar article out there. The judge is facing death threats after granting bail to 5 adults in an abuse case involving nearly a dozen allegedly malnourished and dehydrated children found at a remote compound in New Mexico. In an hours-long bail hearing on Monday, Judge Sarah Baucus acknowledged troubling facts presented by prosecutors against Wahij, and Lucas, and Morton, all these other ones. The other ones. It says 11 children were found in the compound during a police raid in the town of Amalia in Taos County, New Mexico, on August 3rd. The children ranged in age from 1 to 15. 3 days later, a toddler's body was discovered on the premise. It was the woman, I think. This compound, they built it on the wrong lot. They built this compound out in the middle of the desert on the wrong property. They bought the property, but they built the compound on the wrong property. Now, this happens a lot in the desert. I was a desert rat. I know how these things go. Lot lines are confused. You have to have the surveyors, get the right monuments. I mean, it all has to, you know. I mean, you're out in the middle of nowhere, and it's just like, it's like trying to set up and put your boat in a certain place in the ocean. Okay? It's the same thing. It's just vastness. So they set up this compound, several acres, like a 15-acre thing going on there, and they put it on this other guy's lot. Now, he's pissed. You can well imagine. So they kind of busted a lot of this stuff up. They went to the property a couple times because it's their property, and they wanted them to move. And, of course, there's going to be kind of a ruckus going on there. And that's how they knew that there was a firing range. It looked like there's something really improper with the children and so on. And I think, the woman who is the owner found or was understanding there was a body there. So that's kind of a plot that's thickening even as we speak. Now, since these people had been arrested, according to the people who found whose property it actually is, other people have shown up, come and gone off the property. The police didn't know it at the time. They obviously know it now. So something's going on there. Something's going on. So now the judge is getting death threats. Okay, so that's the Daily Beast. New Mexico compound, one day. Oh, that's not okay. It says New Mexico investigators returned to the scene. This is 9 hours ago. So this is just still fresh stuff. They returned to the scene of these wild characters. It says for the first time in a week, investigators returned to the makeshift New Mexico compound where 11 children were starving and lived in squalor. And they were deeply what? They were deeply dehydrated. So they go back. The investigators search vehicles on the property, blah, blah, blah. See, how much evidence? This is what I was saying. They go back. What's there? How much of it has been worked, if you know what I mean? And that's what it looks like. It looks like something obviously has been worked over there. And
the local sheriff here labeled these defendants as Muslim extremists, but the judge in this case said that they weren't extreme enough
CNN
to
reporting.
Warrant locking up before trial. But we did, in her words, learn some pretty troubling things, like the testimony from an FBI agent who interviewed two of the children who were taken from this compound. They described Islamic rituals performed by Siraj Wahaj meant to rid his disabled young 3-year-old child of demons. These kids said that Abdul Ghani, this child, actually died during one of these rituals, but they were told that he would be resurrected as Jesus and then tell the people on the compound which so-called corrupt institutions to go after. We're talking about police, banks, or the education system. A body was discovered inside of a 100-foot-long tunnel on that compound, but it is yet to be identified. The defense, though, said that, look, this was an ordinary faith-healing ritual that you might see in other religions. But there was more. We learned of a letter that was delivered by another suspect, Lucas Morton, to Siraj Wahaj's brother back in Georgia. It asked him to drain his bank account, get his guns, go to New Mexico. And the letter also said,
I didn't know that. Did you? CNN's doing this. CNN's reporting this. They never report on these things about terrorists. And this one in particular, this is very troubling that CNN is doing this. Are they seeing the light, brother, CNN? Maybe so.
Allah says he will protect you always, so follow until he makes you die as a martyr, as you wanted. And the only way is by joining the righteous, meaning us. The prosecution also said that gun classes taken by Siraj Wahaj raised red flags, but the defense said he has a Second Amendment right like everyone else, and then accused prosecutors of judgment based on race and religion. Listen.
The NRA right now is telling us that guns are a good thing and that we should be training our teenagers to go ahead and use them. But now that we have someone who's actually doing that, and they're not white, and they're not Christian, we think that there's some nefarious plan. Well, I guess they shouldn't be poor either.
Well, there you go. That's what the defense attorney says. Probably a good idea, since there's not a lot of Christian terrorists like these guys. Just a thought.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list.
Oh,
so don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Yeah, buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, dialing things in. For interviews, dialing for dollars. Anyway, okay. Next up, this judge is bothering me. I'm going to find out. I've been trying to do a search, and I'll after the show, I'll definitely look in it. There's just something about the judge. There's something else. Of course, we know she's a liberal, and she's going to give these people all the breaks in the world, even though they've got all the other tools. Okay, now, New California, and what is going on with New California. This is very, very interesting, because we have got a situation now going on where we've been witnessing what has been happening with these non-governmental organizations and their business in human trafficking. You know, moving people around, large populations, the travel industry. I mean, it's really an amazing and fascinating look at what the deep state is trying to do to disrupt and destroy United States of America and communities in California in particular. You know, they're using these people that don't have jobs. So create unemployment, create the crisis unemployment, create homelessness, that's another crisis. Then manage the crisis for money, literally. So we have the crisis of homelessness, people. We have the crisis of a bad economy. We have the crisis. Then we have the crisis of the crisis and the crisis. They just keep creating crises for us. We're handling it, though, as a country. But the latest scam is hustling people from point A to point B, homeless people. That's one of the latest scams going on. And I'm finding out it's not just Woodland, California. It's all throughout California. A lot of these communities, they're being overrun. Overrunning you like this is a classic Cloward and Piven strategy. Overrun the resources of the community. This is what they were doing during the Obama era when there were so many people that were being bussed in. From where? From down south. Remember, people would load them up on the buses and they just, boom, scamper off to some part of the country. And communities were being inundated by so many illegal foreign nationals. And they were taking up all the resources. And then all of a sudden, shazam, your religious relief agencies jumped to the action, supported by billions of tax dollars. So now all of a sudden we've had literally a hybrid variety of illegal immigration coming across, being helped by the government. We're doing it to ourselves. Isn't that interesting how they do that? So now we have this situation in Woodland. They're starting to react out there in Woodland, California. Not far from Davis, not far from Sacramento, not that far from San Francisco. And what they do is they're loading these people up on buses and driving them into the little town of Woodland, where every other night they drop them off right in the Walmart parking lot. And what they do is they give them $300, and then they give them a whole bunch of other things, like a free cell phone. Then they say, go out and defecate to your heart's content in Woodland, California. That's what they do. So dozens, hundreds of these people rolling around now, and the people aren't liking it. Well, we looked into it, and we did. There's several non-governmental organizations and nonprofits that are involved and engaged in this process. Now, of course, who else is there? The government. Sure. The government. You have to have some motivation to do that. So the government, California, the California state government, the monoparty system, the governor and the legislators and all the local officials, they all get together, they team up and pass a proposition, Prop 47, back in 2014, I think. And they re-up it. They said this Proposition 47 is only going to be for a couple of years, to 2017. So then suddenly, the legislature said, oh, you know what? We like it so much. It's working so well. It's causing crime to go down. All the things are used to say it's causing crime to go down. Nothing here. It's doing a great job. So they want to extend it. So they extended it until November of 2020. Isn't that nice? Here we have 2018, and we're right in the middle of a huge crime wave developing because Prop 47 allowed for low-level felonies to be reduced to misdemeanors and misdemeanors to infractions. And so, you know, just a few minor things that were once felonies are no longer felonies, so therefore they're not a threat, so they don't get, you know, arrested. Basically, it's cite and release for these people, low-level crimes. And by the way, they're not going to hold you overnight. They're going to give you a ticket if you steal something for like less than $950. Okay. So what I can do is I can go down to the local store and pick up a generator. Say the generator is a mini generator. It's $850. Well, there's nothing to stop me from picking it up and walking right out the door, stealing it. Nothing. Nothing. Now, here's the deal. Why should anybody be able to do that? Well, nothing's going to happen to the person, and the person knows it. You even had, we have a story, and I was saying that I was relating the story last hour. We have a story from people that the crooks are going in with hand calculators, putting things in baskets and calculate. Has it reached $950 yet? Because if it does, that's going to be a problem. I don't want to be arrested. I mean, I'm willing to steal all this stuff and get a citation for it, a slap on the hand. Of course, I'll never appear in court. So the chances are good no one's going to confront me when I leave here anyway, so therefore I'll get away with the crime. It's a perfect crime. Prop 47 is the way to create the perfect crime, and criminals know that. So do store owners. That's what store owners are not confronting these people for the low-level theft. Now, if they get up over $1,000, and they go in there and buy a big air conditioning unit that's $2,000, and they just don't pay for it, and that's fair game. But other stuff, I've witnessed this 3 times. It's a store where I get a lot of chlorine and chemicals and stuff like that for the pool. So I've witnessed it, seen it. I'm going, what is this about? Well, because the police are not going to do anything about it. Prop 47. They're enabled legally to do that. Okay, now we have another issue at hand, though. And the other issue at hand, let me get this going on here. The other issue at hand is, what are we going to do with these human beings that are coming into these communities to stop it? That's 2 things. The law that allows them to break laws, Prop 47, and then the other one is the invasion. The invasion of the body snatchers. It's not the body snatchers. But it is what's known, and listen to this, it is a Cloward and Piven strategy. You need to look this up. All right, that's why you have me. Look it up, Paul. Cloward and Piven. Francis Fox Piven and Cloward. Let's see. California, let's cover this first because we got the time. California Proposition 47, 2014, also known by its ballot set title, Criminal Sentences, Misdemeanor Policies, Initiative Statute. Was a referendum passed by voters. Get it? Sure. And who controls the votes? Remember, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Anyway, for those people who counted the votes in the state of California on November 4th, 2014, the measure was also referred to by its supporters as the Safe Schools and Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. It recognized some nonviolent offenses as misdemeanors rather than felonies, as they had previously been categorized. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, we're back. We're back. We're back. Okay, grievance 30. Now, I want to go back here. If I can get back there. Where is back there? Ah, Wikipedia. Okay, I went to Wikipedia. California Proposition 47. And actually, Wikipedia, I have to give, I'm a 80%er on Wikipedia. Some of their stuff, now, I'm mature enough and understand it. The information that I go for, like Proposition 47 and others, there's other sources that I use, but they do have a really good thing on Prop 47 here, as the other propositions in the state of California. Some of it gets dated, I want to let you know. But then they have to, like, do the Wikipedia update business and all that stuff. So I'm not into that in terms of a data source. But a data source for this is very good, very, very good. It says that this is about Proposition 47, also known as the Safe School, Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. It recategorized some nonviolent offenses as misdemeanors rather than felonies, as they had previously been categorized, and the proposition would have expired on November 4th, 2017, though Governor Jerry Brown approved a bill that extended the deadline to November 4th, 2022. And I wonder why he would do such a thing. Just to promote that lawlessness? Now, some of the detractors have said the impact on crime, the outcome of the measure was still uncertain with respect to future crimes, but Haley Mungdahl of 35-8 has argued that in three of other four states, Arkansas, Kansas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Texas, that passed similar laws, the crime rates decreased. Now, that's a bunch of BS, and they certainly have not decreased here. They haven't. they've gone up. They've gone up substantially throughout all of California. And, of course, it's getting worse now. It's exacerbating. And that's why they re-upped it, obviously, to get it to be exacerbated, so it get further lawlessness, right? Break down the system having it lawless. Now, along comes New California. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, New California comes along because we hear of the distress in other neighborhoods, and we hear of the influence of Prop 47 on what is going on in the atmospherics, if you will. And we file a grievance. Grievance number 30. Notice the New Californians. I'm going to get to the salient part of the grievance. Statement of facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical communist state government which fails to provide a Republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern borders the invasion of the United States of America by illegal and foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of the United States and California, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator. Declaration of Grievance. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 states, in part, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. Failure of the government of California to protect against invasion and domestic violence. The citizens of the United States living in the state of California are under a reign of lawlessness by the current communist California governor, the communist monoparty system, and a crony tyrannical network of nonprofit organizations and non-governmental organizations who are acting against the Constitution of the United States of America. A toxic network of totalitarian government and private charities interacting with international bad actors have perverted the California Constitution and altered the criminal justice system to such a degree as to render it useless. Proposition 47, the Criminal Sentences, Misdemeanor Penalties, and Initiative Statute, also known as the Safe Neighborhoods and School Act, was passed by voters in the state of California in 2014. Prop 47 recategorize nine nonviolent offenses as misdemeanors rather than felonies. The proposition would have expired on November 4, 2017, though the Communist California governor and Communist Monoparty system approved a bill that extended the deadline to November 4, 2020. Excuse me, 2022. I'm sorry. I cut off a couple years for it. Today, law enforcement officials and others have blamed Proposition 47 for allowing repeat offenders to continue breaking the law and, with little consequence, made it easier for drug offenders to avoid mandated drug treatment programs. Large cities' crime rates have gone from decreasing to increasing. Proposition 47 is nothing more than a virtual get-out-of-free card and created the phenomenon of what's called frequent flyer criminals, people who exploit Proposition 47 to commit crimes. The current Communist California governor, the Communist Monoparty system, and a crony tyrannical network of nonprofit, non-governmental organizations have now utilized the lawless nature of Proposition 47 by providing services to homeless people, including illegal foreign nationals, where homeless are bused from one city to another on a nightly basis. The homeless are taken from large city centers from around the state to rural communities where they flood and overrun the ability of the rural communities to provide services and keep their citizens safe. Are you hooked yet? Utilizing a Cloward and Piven strategy to inundate rural communities with illegal foreign nationals, lawlessness is turning into chaos and destroying the very fabric of rural California while endangering citizens of the United States living in the state of California. Uh-huh. What do you think of that? Isn't that interesting? That's what they're doing. Busing people around to create lawlessness in California. Now, listen, this is all coming to you in other states, by the way. We mentioned a few that already have this kind of law. They modeled it after California, of course. And it's creating chaos right now in our communities, especially out in the rural areas where they're being flooded. Cloward and Piven, Francis Fox Piven and Richard Cloward. It's a technique used by Bill Clinton and other totalitarians. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And anyway, we're out of time. Wow, you know, it's really interesting. Tomorrow, we're going to Revelation Movie Team. We're going to be doing an interview with some very, very interesting folks. And it's just interesting. We're going to be having a great interview time about this new movie that's out, and we're going to be talking to the producers and some of the talent in the movie. So that's going to be a really, 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 really big time, big deal. And I really appreciate the fact they're going to be here with us. So we'll check it out, put it up on the website probably a little bit later this afternoon so you can see exactly what is going to be happening. And we're going to be checking that out. RevelationMovies.com. Visit that. Revelation Movies.com. That'll be your best bet. Anyway, okay, listen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Really do appreciate your listenership and the listenership of everybody else out there. One more shout out to our citizen journalists. I really appreciate our citizen journalists. And we just got so much going on. So much going on and so much to report tomorrow, which we will do. Anyway, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com, and you might want to donate to both of those causes. Really do appreciate it. Also, shirts and everything are going to be available in the store starting tonight, actually. So check it out. Both stores, New California and also on Agenda 21 Radio, all the different things that you can possibly get. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and you can email me, paul at a21r.com. But thank you very much. We do appreciate it. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.